In this episode, you'll discover what really happens when you keep avoiding the hard conversations, and why speaking up might just be the most self-respecting and important thing you do this year. Welcome to Take Out Therapy, the podcast for empathic high achievers who are done with overworking, overthinking, and over. I'm Rebecca Hunter, an anxiety expert and therapist, helping busy, big-hearted people like you learn practical skills to quiet your racing mind, overcome self-doubt, and actually be present in your life. If that sounds good to you, you're in the right place. Visit takeouttherapy.com for more helpful resources. Thanks for listening. Let's get to work. Hello there, friend. I'm so glad you stopped in for today's session. In this session, you'll discover why staying silent about your needs can quietly destroy a relationship. What makes hard conversations feel so overwhelming, especially for kind, sensitive people? And I'll give you a low drama way to start introducing some difficult conversations, even if it's been festering for a while. This episode is for all the people who keep trying to fix relationship problems without actually talking to the other person. You know we do this. We all do it. We just stay quiet and hope things work out. But silence has a cost. And today, I want to talk to you a little bit about this so you understand how important it is to go ahead and have those difficult conversations. I see this all the time in the therapy office, which is why I wanted to circle back to this super important topic. So today, let's start with what it really means when we avoid conversations that need to be had. You know what I'm talking about. There's a little problem that starts happening, but the conversation about the problem never happens. People come into my office all the time and say things like, I'm so frustrated with my mom or my husband or my boss is pulling this routine on me. But when I inquire a little bit deeper whether or not the person has had a difficult conversation, it's almost always no. This is what we do. We try to process and deal with and fix our relationship problems all by ourselves. That's not processing or fixing, it's avoidance. What happens is when we stay quiet and we don't bring something up, it's kind of a self-abandonment, as though your opinion's not that important anyway, right? When someone crosses a line, like, I don't know, stopping by uninvited or blowing off a shared responsibility, and we don't speak up or say something, we're not just avoiding conflict. We're training ourselves to ignore our own discomfort. We say things like, it's fine, it's not worth bringing it up, or I don't want to make a big deal out of this. Do those words feel familiar? That's how we slowly lose trust in ourselves. Because our body has a response when we have something that's not resonating or not aligned with how we want things to be, right? And when we ignore that and blow it off, we're training ourselves to ignore that discomfort in our body. The thing is that when the truth and these difficult conversations that we need to have become something that we're putting on the back shelf, they start to get off limits, you know, like we don't really talk about that. And relationships start to grow a little disconnected, right? Because if you can't have a real conversation in a relationship, the relationship kind of stops being real, right? It has to go a little bit more surface level when there's no room for difficult conversations. There's no growing or getting deeper. And certainly, it's a little anxiety-producing, isn't it? When there's things that aren't okay in the relationship, and yet we don't talk about them, there is no peace there. And for people who want connection that actually means something, that feels really difficult. You know, oftentimes people that are kind and would consider themselves empaths, they are very keyed in to the feelings of other people. And people who are really empathic often don't speak up because they don't really want to hurt the other person. They don't want to put people through unnecessary emotion. But when we do that, what happens is we end up carrying the emotional weight of not only ourselves, but of the other person, right? And that is not empathy. It's just basically ignoring the discomfort and avoiding conflict. So here's a few steps on how to have a difficult conversation with pretty much anybody and avoid that escalation that you just don't want to deal with. No one wants to deal with it. That's why these steps are helpful. The first thing you want to do is signal the conversation ahead of time, meaning just let somebody know that you want to talk to them about the thing. Let them know and agree on a time and a place to talk about the thing. You don't want to ambush people with difficult stuff because that's where we go into fight or flight and we don't want that. But letting somebody know that you want to talk about something important gives you and them time to just kind of calm down, settle in, and get ready for a deeper conversation. And remember, if you need to, you can break it up into smaller talks. I talk with my clients about this all the time. We feel like we need to go in and have this big, huge thing. We don't. Going in and working on the big thing takes several conversations. So the first thing you can do is just let the person know you want to talk with them, set a time and a place, and define the purpose of the conversation. Like, I really want to give you some feedback, or I want us to give each other some feedback, or I want to vent to you about something, or I want to you and I to sit down and collaborate on how we can do this better, right? So that's how to get it going. And then when you're in the situation, make sure that you are calm. And if you're not calm, just acknowledge it, take a little break, and get back to things when you are calm, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to stay connected to the entire intention of what you're doing there to begin with in this difficult conversation, right? So even if the other person gets reactive, just try to stay calm. And remember, the goal of a difficult conversation is not agreement, it's understanding each other. I know, that's a huge concept that I've talked a lot about on the podcast because so many people have the misconception that conflict or arguments or difficult conversation needs to end with agreement. And that, my friend, is impossible. We don't always agree with each other. The goal is understanding. And if you can stay connected to your reason for wanting to have the conversation in the first place, which is that you want to have a deeper relationship in which conflict can be navigated, you'll be good to go. But remember, just take breaks if things get escalated. You've got to stay on top of monitoring, actually, your nervous system. You know what it feels like when you go into fight or flight, right? So if that happens, just ask for a pause and agree on a time to come back later. Again, some of these really difficult conversations are a few conversations. And I know, it's like, can't you give me a quick tip to just nip it in the bud, Rebecca? No, I can't. Because we've got to just muscle through these things so we can deepen our relationships. My last tip for you when it comes to having a difficult conversation is always follow up. Just circle back after the conversation. Don't pretend it never happened. Don't shove it under the rug with all the other shit under there. Circle back. Talk about how the conversation went or how the issue is resolving or not resolving, right? But always, always follow up, because this is what it looks like to have healthy, connected relationships. Following up builds a sense of safety between two people and allows for us both to integrate the information and the understanding that we even got from the conversation in the first place. So hopefully those things will help you out a little bit if you decide to go ahead and have the difficult conversation. Take some nice slow breaths and wade on in, friend. You are completely capable of touching the hard parts of relationship, of making things a little bit deeper and a little bit more resonant for you. Because after all, this is what relationships are. I hope in this episode you've learned that avoiding hard conversations oftentimes just creates emotional exhaustion in shallow relationships. I hope that I helped you understand that silence isn't peace. It's a form of avoidance or disconnection. And having a simple plan that's well laid out can really help you speak up without spiraling out. You don't have to blow up or shut down. You just need a better way in. One hard conversation can change a relationship for the better. I see it all the time. And if you want to do some deeper work with me before 2026 rolls around, now's the time, friend. I have openings for mid-September. This is the kind of work that changes everything. Go to takeouttherapy.com and let's get started. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today. I really appreciate you showing up every week to do this work. New sessions are released on Fridays, and of course, I've added my mini session on Monday mornings. Be sure to subscribe. Please do a quick review so more people can get this kind of help. And remember, while Takeout Therapy is a great educational resource, always get the level of support you need for your situation. Head to takeouttherapy.com to stay in the loop. Until next time, take really good care of yourself, friend.